We continue on News Radio KMAN's In Focus on a Tuesday morning. I'm Troy Coverdale in for Brandon Peoples this morning as he enjoys a vacation with his family here over these next couple of weeks. We're joined on the line by Riley County Commissioner Catherine Foki this morning. And as we talk about the budget, I want to touch on as well one of the issues that faces the county going forward is some of its current space and being able to potentially help expand where offices are right now. I went through this in seeing how the driver's license operation is currently, for example, in the courthouse as a one-room situation. Caught me off guard a little bit. I'm so used to a busy floor plan. Space is going to be an issue, I know, for a number of years going forward. What in this budget could address some of that potentially?
Well, there's been budget or space concerns for some time. Unfortunately, the county commission hasn't really addressed it. You know, we've moved people around, expanded offices. I know that, like what you were talking about, the treasurer's office, they have a new software program where you can actually set an appointment to come in. So it will ease the amount of people that are in, you know, waiting in the lobby. I did that myself the other day. I was having to pay my car taxes. And so I tried, it was brand new. So, and it works well. You know, they notify you when you know, you've got about 5 minutes, and it's better than the old texting method that they've done. That helps out. People are, you know, we've had to hire various people and make room for them. There are several ideas that are underway. The planning department is working on some issues. We do need to get a better space for our emergency management team between the ambulance department and the fire and the emergency group that's in the building I'm in. We're trying to consolidate some of those, plus the dispatchers, but that will probably require a new building, which would be a bonding issue. The commission prior to this one purchased the old Christian church building in the courtyard. I was hoping that could be refurbished and made into some additional spaces, especially for the court system. The other two commissioners voted to tear it down, turn it into a grassy lot. So I'm not for sure what's going to happen with that, you know.
It'll be a matter of continuing discussions. Things are at a very base level as it goes there. Let's go to the phone lines. We have a caller on the line with a question for Riley County Commissioner Catherine Foki. Good morning.
Thank you for applying yourself to the county office. I know that over the years you have been well-spoken, successful business person here in Riley County, and you'll fit right in overall the county, you know, with the farm to market roads and having the people enjoy living in Riley County. We need the infrastructure taken care of. They're talking about dredging Petal Creek Lake. It would give us at least give us an opportunity to mix that in a soil shredder with clay to put on top and widen the viaducts, the infrastructure around the Blue River to keep from flooding Manhattan again. And, you know, even in the 1960s, they built that bridge up there at Randolph across the lake. And, of course, with farm to market and a quality of life, I'm looking to build the bridge there at Marlette in that North Quarter Improvement District with these evictions and foreclosures that are going to be coming up in the fall. People are going to be making a choice of where to move to, and we've already seen people leaving out of Manhattan, Riley County, over to Pott County to move to, that are wanting to use that Marlette Bridge. We don't, with the closer we get to having the virus lab open, we don't want people to feel that they're trapped and they don't have another bridge out of here in case we have a Wuhan virus spill. Thank you so much for your attention to these matters.
And thank you for the phone call this morning. As Commissioner, infrastructure is a huge part, however, in all of what is going on in terms of the county. One thing that you mentioned here off air, the Keats Sewer District is something that is going to be something that is being worked on right now as a great example.
Yes, it is. And that's been discussed and of concern for years, for probably 20 years. They've been trying to figure something out. And all the septic, most of the septic tanks out there are very dated, and the lots are too small to do, you know, renew them and get new septic tanks per lot. And so we've been working on a sewer district for quite some time. I was at a town hall meeting a couple weeks ago out there where the consultant and the planning department met with the people and discussed it. The plan now is to tie into the Manhattan area to their sewer system, which would come at quite a cost to develop that system. It's going to come at quite a cost. In the over, you know, millions of dollars type thing. A lot of there are grants available. We're trying to figure out a way to make it somewhat affordable for the people there, but it is an issue, especially for the individuals that live there. A lot of rentals, a lot of lower income people. They are doing an income survey right now as we speak, door to door. There's a consultant that's doing door to door surveys on income levels of the residents there that hopefully will help get more grants for them from, say, 70% that's covered up to 75%. But there's still that gap between the 75% and 100% that the homeowners will have to come up with and pay on a monthly basis. So it is quite an issue. Some of the people out there, you know, when I talk to them, they're upset about it. Some know that it has to be done to keep their property values up, but it is an issue that it's hard to deal with.
So, yeah, challenging on many levels. Yes. That as you go forward with something like that, absolutely. We continue with Riley County Commissioner Catherine Foki in a moment. Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of In Focus on News Radio KMAN.